It gives me great joy to be here this morning.
感谢主，让我能够有这喜乐来在这里。
And I'd just like to take the opportunity to wish all of you a very blessed 2018 Blessed New Year.
在这里也祝福大家有一个蒙福的2018年。
Let us read the passage of scripture from Jeremiah chapter 45. I would like to read the whole chapter, verses 1 to 5, so that we have a clearer idea of the context of the key verse in verse 5 that we'll be addressing today.
接下来我们会读耶利米书第45章第1到第5节，让我们有更好的印象，能够对整章有一个更完全的了解。
So if you have your Bibles, turn to Jeremiah chapter 45, and I'll read from verses 1 to 5, and Job will read in Mandarin. The word that Jeremiah the prophet spake unto Baruch, the son of Neriah, when he had written these words in a book at the mouth of Jeremiah, in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, unto thee, O Baruch, thou didst say, Woe is me now! For the Lord hath added grief to my sorrow. I fainted in my sighing, and I find no rest. Thus shalt thou say unto him, The Lord saith thus, Behold, that which I have built will I break down, and that which I have planted I will pluck up, even this whole land. And seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not. For behold, I will bring evil upon all flesh, saith the Lord, but thy life will I give unto thee for a prey in all places whither thou goest.
耶利米书第四十五章第一到五节，犹大王约西亚的儿子约雅敬第四年，尼利亚的儿子巴路将先知耶利米口中所说的话写在书上。耶利米说：“巴路啊，耶和华以色列的神说，巴路曾说：哀哉！”耶和华将忧愁加在我的痛苦上，我因哀恨而困乏，不得安歇。你要这样告诉他：耶和华如此说，我所建立的，我必拆毁；我所栽植的，我必拔出。在全地我都如此行。你为自己图谋大事吗？不要图谋，我必使灾祸临到凡有血气的。但你无论往哪里去，我必使你以自己的命为掠物，这是耶和华说的。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Almighty Eternal Heavenly Father,
全能永在的天父，
At the close of 2017,
在这2017年的结尾，
As we look back on the year past,
我们回顾过去，
Our hearts are full of gratitude and thanks for all that you have done for us.
我们的心充满了感谢，你为我们所做的一切。
Thank you for salvation so rich and free.
感谢主，你赐给我们这又白的救恩。
Though we are sinners, undeserving,
虽然我们是罪人，不配得。
We don't deserve your grace and your mercy and your love for us.
我们不配得主你的恩惠与怜悯。
We are but dust and ashes.
我们只不过是尘土。
We deserve hell and condemnation for our sins.
我们原本是在罪中来受这个刑罚和痛苦。
We have rejected the Messiah Jesus Christ over and over again.
我们常常拒绝了弥赛亚一次再一次的。
We have not believed in your word over and over again.
我们又一而再再而三不来相信主的话。
We do not read your word even on a daily basis sometimes.
我们也没有在生命中活出主你的话。
We do not pray as we ought.
我们也没有照着主你所要我们的来向你祈求。
We have not served you as we ought.
我们也没有照着主你所要我们的来服侍你。
All our thoughts and our minds have been preoccupied with things of this world.
我们心中所充满的都是这世上的一切事。
And even as we look back at 2017,
我们在回顾2017年，
we are sad that many opportunities to share the gospel have passed us by.
我们有许多传福音的机会却错失了。
We have not seized those opportunities to share your word.
我们却没有争取这个机会来分享主的话。
We have been preoccupied with our busyness and our work and our studies and our families.
我们为着我们的工作忙碌，家庭生活还有学业而充满了。
O Lord, forgive us.
主啊，赦免我们。
Speak to us this morning.
求你今天向我们说话。
As you prepare for the new year, 2018.
让我们预备2018年的到来。
You have given us a gift of another new year.
你赐给我们这新的一年。
Lord, help us.
主啊，帮助我们。
To use it for your glory.
我们来用这一年来荣耀你。
Lord, speak to us this morning through your word.
主啊，求你今早用你的话对我们说话。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
A few years ago, there was a survey that was conducted among Singaporeans.
在几年前，对新加坡人有一个调查。
And the purpose of the survey was to profile the types of Singaporeans we have.
这可以形容这一新加坡人的类型。
And they found that there was a cluster of Singaporeans who are described as ambitious entrepreneurs.
有一部分的新加坡人，他充满了企业的精神，还有这个在乎地位。
About 22% of the survey respondents fall into this category.
大约有22%的人这样。
And these ambitious entrepreneurs think nothing but how to earn more money, how to have a successful startup company, how to climb the corporate ladder.
而这22%的新加坡人呢，他们在乎地位，他们在乎如何有这个职业向上爬。
These 22% of the respondents are ambitious, they're status conscious.
这22%呢，他们是充满了这个心愿，充满了这个地位的。
They have the latest smartphone, iPhone X or whatever.
他们有最新的这个 iPhone。
On a flashy car, they wanted to be seen in hip clubs.
或者有这个跑最好的车。
And there is another group of 11% were called materialistic dreamers.
还有另外一个部分的人是物质主义的梦想者。
They're middle income.
就是在中收入阶层。
They yearn after luxury goods.
他们很盼望有这个奢侈品。
And there was a second survey that was done among undergraduates.
而另外一个调查是对这个在籍的大学生来调查。
And it showed that 80% of the university students wanted to run startup business.
这显示出80%的大学生他们要开始自己的生意。
They want to be successful.
他们要成功。
They want to be rich and famous.
他们要成名有钱。
Just like Bill Gates, Jack Ma, Mark Zuckerberg.
如同这个比尔盖茨马云或者是这个脸书的创办者。
They are ambitious, they want to make a name for themselves.
他们充满了新愿景，要使自己成名。
They're not satisfied with the status quo.
他们不愿意待在原地。
But if we're honest with ourselves, lest we castigate them or we look down on them or despise them, don't we all dream of a higher position than we currently are in?
当我们有这样的看到的时候，难道我们就会这样如此的这样想吗
？I'm sure every one of us, if we are honest with ourselves, we think that we deserve a better pay than we now receive.
当然，我们诚实的面对我们自己，我们可能是认为自己应该得到更高的这个收入。
Perhaps you are disappointed that your colleague got the recent promotion.
也许你对你的同事得到这个升级而感到失望。
And deep in your heart, you feel that you are more deserving of that promotion.
可能在你的心里面，你会觉得你比你的同事还要配得这个升级。
We want to be somebody important, someone respected.
你可能要成为重要，成为这个成功。
An ambition exists even among Christians.
甚至在基督徒当中也有这样的心愿。
And even in the Bible, there was a young man called Barak who struggled with ambition.
在圣经中有一个年轻人叫巴路，也是有这个挣扎的心愿的挣扎。
And God tells Barak, and by extension all of us, to give up selfish ambition.
而神告诉这个巴路，同时呢，也同时也接着他告诉我们要放弃自私的心愿。
And you see that in verse 5.God told Barak, and seekest thou great things for thyself, seek them not.
在耶利米书四十五章第五节说，你为自己图谋大事吗？不要图谋。
Now it is not wrong for Christians to have godly ambitions.
当然，基督徒有这个属神的这个心愿是没错。
Because ambition is a strong desire to do or achieve something.
而这个心愿呢，是一很强烈的这个愿望，愿意达到某一些事情。
It's not wrong for Christians to have a strong desire to do something godly, to achieve something for the kingdom of God.
而基督徒有一个很大的心愿，要为神成就大事，来成就神的国呢，是没有错的。
The Apostle Paul's ambition was to please God.
保罗的心愿呢，就是来讨神喜悦。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, his ambition was to do the will of God and to finish it.
而耶稣基督的心愿就是来遵行神的旨意，并且来完成。
And what ambition will God find in your heart this morning?
而神在你今天早上的心愿又找到什么呢？
What ambition should you adopt for the new year 2018?
而在2018年我们要有的心愿又是什么呢？
Now first from this passage we see that our natural ambition is to please ourselves.
当然在第一个大点我们来看的就是我们自然的心愿就是来讨自己喜欢。
In the passage in chapter 17 of Jeremiah verse 9, Jeremiah says,Our heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked.
在耶利米书第十七章第九节说，人心充满诡诈，比万物还恶，谁能识透呢？
Our sinful human nature will always seek to please ourselves and to do our own will.
人的罪恶的这个心愿呢，常常就是要来讨自己喜悦，并且照自己心意来行。
I mean, let's be honest, when you wake up every morning, it's all that you think about is, oh, this is a brand new day, I want to do the will of God.
我们今天，我们每天早上是不是一起来就说，哇，这是新的一天，我愿意来遵行神的旨意。
I'm sure for some of us, it's like, ah, I'm really tired, I wish I could go back to sleep.
我相信有一些人他们就可能想，我真的很累了，我想再回去再睡过。
We're not interested most of the time.To know and to do the will of God.
我们不是在很多时候愿意来知道来遵行神的旨意。
In fact, very often we have not Monday blues, we have Sunday blues.
What is?
Sunday blues.
哦，可能每天有星期天的这个忧郁，就是不愿意出门。
Actually, not 不愿意出门，感觉到星期天的忧郁。Right. And what do I mean by that? You know, on Sunday you are thinking about, oh no, Monday I've got a test, I've got an exam, I've got a presentation, I've got this and that to do.
对，因为我们感觉到星期一我们还有很多的东西要来完成。
And I'm not ready for that.
我还没有预备好。
Yeah, Sunday blues. All that we are thinking about is our life, our will, the things that we need to do.
就是我们整天所想的，就是我们自己的生活，自己的一切。
And being a Christian doesn't take away that sinful desire to want to please ourselves, to want to fulfill our own ambition.
成为基督徒不代表说我们能够避免这种自私的这种心愿来讨自己喜悦。
Being a Christian does not take away that sinful desire to want to live my own life, to live my dream.
而成为基督徒不代表说你就不会来自私的来想要完成自己的梦想。
But as the life of Barak shows us, a selfish ambition will lead to sorrow and to spiritual blindness.
我们看见巴路的心愿，自私的心愿会带来他的这个忧伤。
First, selfish ambition will lead to sorrow.
首先就是看到自私的心愿会带来忧伤。
Look at verse 3.
对，第三节。
Thou didst say, Woe is me now, for the Lord has added grief to my sorrow. I fainted in my sighing.And I find no rest.
在四十五章第三节，巴路说：“哀哉，耶和华将忧愁加在我的痛苦上，我因哀恨而困乏，不得安歇。”
And God says that Barak had selfish ambition to seek greatness for himself.
而神的话语说，巴路有这个自私的这个心愿。
But was Barak happy?
巴路高兴吗
？No.Verse 3 tells us there was misery and sorrow.
不是的，第三节说那里有困苦。
There is war.
有灾祸。
There is grief.
忧伤。
There is sorrow.
还有悲哀。
There is fainting and sighing.
并且哀恨而叹息。
And he found no rest.
而且没有安歇。
It's just like some famous pop stars or singers in the world. They've got everything that they wanted. They're successful. They've got money. They've got fame. They've got adulation. But they're not happy.
就如一些运动明星或者是大明星，他们有世上的一切，但是他们却没有这个安息。
In fact, many of them are broken inside.
许多人他们内心是破碎的。
Many of them are depressed.
很多人充满压抑。
Because after having achieved all of their dreams, they found that it was empty.
他们在完成他们许多的梦想的时候，却发觉到是虚空。
Selfish ambition will always lead to disappointments, sorrow, sadness, and depression.
而自私的这个心愿常常带来这个哀伤、忧愁。
And in the case of Barak, there were a number of reasons why Barak was sad.
我们看巴录为什么会哀伤。
Firstly, he was sad over the sins of the people.
也许他是为人民的罪来哀伤。
Barak was a scribe for Prophet Jeremiah. He writes down what Jeremiah receives from the Lord.
这个巴录是耶利米先知的文士，记录耶利米先知所领受的这个启示。
And you see that in verse 1, it says, The word that Jeremiah the prophet spake unto Barak the son of Neriah, when he had written these words in a book at the mouth of Jeremiah,
在第一节说，尼利亚的儿子巴录将先知耶利米口中所说的话写在书上。
And he was forced to record many of the sins of the people of Judah, people of God.
他常记录就是由神的百姓犹大人民的罪恶。
And the people of Judah were worshiping idols.
而犹大人民他们拜偶像。
Even while they were in the temple in Jerusalem,
甚至他们在耶路撒冷的圣殿中，
their hearts were far away from God.
但是他们的心却远离神。
Does that describe some of us this morning?
这是不是讲到我们当中也是这样呢？
You may be in the house of the Lord.
你也许在神的家中。
But are your hearts here?
但是你的心是否在这里呢？
Are your hearts being preoccupied with some other idols?
还是我们心中充满了其他的偶像呢？
Did your parents have to drag you out of bed this morning to come to church?
假如你的父母亲需要把你从床上拉到来教会。
And before the worship service starts, you were still playing your computer games.
在聚会之前你还在玩手机。
Your heart is not here.
你的心不在这里。
Your heart is somewhere else.
你的心在其他地方。
Something that has taken your heart away is an idol in your life.
有些把你心中的爱夺去，就是你心中的偶像。
And the people of Israel were worshiping idols.
而以色列的百姓敬拜偶像。
You remember in Deuteronomy, before the children of Israel entered into the promised land.
记得在申命记，带着以色列百姓进入迦南地。
Yahweh warned the children of Israel that when you enter the promised land, do not worship like the people of the Canaanites.
耶和华警告他的百姓说，当你进这个迦南地，不可向当地人进。
Because they worship idols.
因为他们拜偶像。
They sacrifice their children to Molech and to the fire.
他们把自己的孩子牺牲献给这个摩勒。
You are not to worship idols.
我们不要拜偶像。
You are to worship the true and living God.
我们必须来敬拜又真又活的神。
If you worship idols,
假如你拜偶像，
you will be chased out from the land.From the promised land.
你就会被这个迦南地赶出来。
Just as I have chased out the Canaanites from the land.
正如神驱赶当地迦南人一样。
You can stay in the land and you will be blessed in the land of milk and honey if you obey the Lord your God.
假如你遵行神的旨意，你会继续留在这个迦南地。
If you worship idols, if you do not love God with all your heart, strength, and might, you will be driven out from that land.
假如你拜偶像不尽心尽性尽力来爱神的话，你会被驱赶出这个应许地。
And we see that in the book of Kings and Samuel that the people of Israel in the northern kingdom worship idols.
我们看见在列王记上、历代上书上都记载的神的百姓拜偶像。
And for hundreds of years, God sent His prophets Elijah, Elisha, and Hosea to warn the children of Israel in the northern kingdom against the idolatry.
而在数百年的时间，神差派他的先知以利亚等等呢，来警告以色列人。
But they did not heed the warnings of the prophets.
但是他们却不来警惕神的话。
In fact, out of all the kings in the northern kingdom, there was not a single good king.
而在北国呢，没有一个好的王。
All the kings were evil.
所有的北国的君王都是败坏的。
All of them rejected God.
他们呢拒绝神。
All of them sinned against God and worship idols.
他们都得罪神，拜偶像。
And so God sent the Assyrians to conquer Israel, and Samaria fell. The capital Samaria fell in 722 BC.
所以神就让这个亚述帝国来占领这个北国的撒玛利亚，在主前722年。
And Judah, the southern kingdom, was watching the northern kingdom.
南国犹大在看着北国。
Judah has got some good kings.
犹大国有一些好的君王。
And because of that, judgment was delayed.
因此他的审判被延迟。
But they have seen God's judgment upon the northern kingdom of Israel.
他们看见神对北国的审判。
And they would think that Judah would repent.
也许你会想犹大南国会悔改。
No, Jeremiah chapter 44 verse 17 tells us the people of Judah continued to worship the idol called the Queen of Heaven.
但是在耶利米书44章17节告诉我们，犹大国仍然在拜偶像，拜那称为天后的偶像。
They continued to worship idols despite the fact that Jeremiah prophesied to them and warned them to stop worshiping idols.
他们不顾先知耶利米的警告和警惕，继续的来拜偶像。
And in Jeremiah chapter 45, it brings us to the year 605 BC.
而这个耶利米四十五章就是带我们到了这个主前605年。
And you see that in verse 1, it is the fourth year of the king Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah.
就是由约西亚的儿子约雅敬第四年。
And this is also the same year as Jeremiah chapter 36. Yes, 36. Right? Jeremiah is not arranged, the chapters in Jeremiah is not arranged in a chronological order.
而这个年份这个经节的记载的年呢，也跟这个耶利米书第三十六章是同一年的。
Yeah, it is the same year. And you have in chapter 36 a more detailed description of what happened in that year.
在那耶利米书第三十六章，他不是照着年代来写，他所讲的会更加有详细的情况。
And in Jeremiah chapter 36, it tells us that King Jehoiakim rejected the words of prophet Jeremiah.
在耶利米书第三十六章讲到约雅敬王拒绝了神的话。
And the people continued to worship the Queen of Heaven.
而人民继续拜天后。
While they were continuing to worship Yahweh in the Jerusalem Temple.
而他们也继续的在圣殿里面来敬拜神。
Does that describe some of us?
这难道不是我们当中的一些情况也是一样吗？
We may be worshiping God in church on Sundays.
也许我们的星期主日来敬拜神。
But our hearts are preoccupied with so many things other than God from Mondays to Saturdays.
但是我们从周一到周六心中却充满了其他的各样的事情。
And even on Sunday morning, we're thinking about Sunday afternoon, what we're going to do, Sunday night, what we're going to do.
甚至在主日早上我们还是在想主日下午、主日晚上我们要做些什么。
Jerusalem will soon be destroyed.
耶路撒冷很快被毁灭。
Because Judah have rejected the word of God.
因为犹大拒绝了神的话。
And that's also why Barak was sad.
而为什么巴录如此忧伤？
He was sad over the destruction of Jerusalem.
因为他为耶路撒冷会被毁而忧伤。
Because God has told Jeremiah the prophet to tell the Judah, people of Judah, if you do not repent, God is going to send King Nebuchadnezzar from Babylon to conquer Jerusalem.
而耶利米先知警告犹大，就是说，假如你不悔改的话，神要差这个巴比伦王尼布加尼撒来毁灭耶路撒冷。
And that would happen in the year 586 BC.
那就发生在主前586年。
Jerusalem fell in 586 BC when King Nebuchadnezzar laid a siege around Jerusalem.
而这个尼布加尼撒王包围耶路撒冷的时候，在主前586年呢，耶路撒冷沦陷。
And that's 19 years down the road from the time of this passage.
就是在这段经文的19年之后发生。
And so Barak was sad because he knew that they are going to face war.
巴录很忧伤，因为他们知道他知道会面临战争。
They will face danger, disease.
会有这个危险和疾病。
There will be hunger. There will be death.
会有饥饿和死亡。
There will be torture. There will be loss of family.
会有受折磨、失丧家人。
There will be loss of homes and possessions.
失去家园和产业。
They will be taken far away and scattered all across the Babylonian Empire.
他们会被掳到其他地方来分散在巴比伦帝国。
Our generation, we did not experience war in our generation.
我们的世代还没有经历战争。
But perhaps some of you have, those who have lived through the World War II.
我们当中可能有，因为他们在世界二次大战的时候。
Can I just show of hands, how many of you have gone through World War II? Have you suffered torture in World War II? Anyone here?
我们当中是否有人经历这个第二次世界大战的这个战争和折
磨？Maybe some among the elderly Chinese congregation.
有吗？
你的举手。
中文部。
有经过战争？
有经过战争的。
No one.We have not experienced war.
啊，还没有经历这个战争。
But you can see, right, what's happening in the news. War all over the world. Different parts of the world. Civil unrest.
你有看到在世界各地其他地方发生战争的新闻。
Why is there a refugee crisis? Refugee crisis.
啊，也有这个难民的这个危机。
Syria, civil unrest in Syria.Refugees pouring into the neighboring countries.
叙利亚的难民涌向其他的邻国。
People running away from war.
逃避战争。
Their properties were seized from them.
这就是我们所看见的。
And there will be destruction of Jerusalem.
而耶路撒冷会遭到毁灭。
And Barak would also be sad over the destruction of his writings, the scroll that he had been writing down the word of God from the mouth of Jeremiah.
而巴鲁呢，为这个书卷被毁了来忧伤。
And it was described in Jeremiah chapter 36.
这在耶利米三第三十六章讲到。
When because of the hostility, the kings, the Jehoiakim and the people of Judah were so hostile towards Jeremiah, he had to go into hiding.
而这个约雅敬王和当时的人民，他们对神的话是如此的抗拒。
Because every time they receive a word from Jeremiah, it's about doom and gloom that Jerusalem will fall.
他们常常领受到耶利米的话，就是要灭亡了，要灭亡了，耶路撒冷要毁灭了。
Every time they hear Jeremiah, it's about you are sinful, you are idolatrous, stop all this idolatry.
他们听到耶利米先知所说的话，就是你是有罪恶的，你要停止拜偶像。
The kings don't want to hear these messages.
王不要再听这些话。
Yeah, we also don't like to hear messages like that.
我们也不愿意听这些好像这样的话。
We like messages that tickle our ears, that make us happy, uplifted. We go out recharge.To continue our ambition for the year.
我们喜欢听那些信息，是给我们心中很高兴的，能够充满了活力的来做我们心中所要的。
Jeremiah was fearful for his life. He had to go into hiding.
这个耶利米他会害怕丧命，所以他要躲起来。
But God told Jeremiah, you have to give this word to the people. Write it down. Write it down through Barak.
但是神告诉耶利米说，你要把这些话告诉他们写下来。
And so Jeremiah told Barak, go to the temple of God in Jerusalem and read the word of God, the prophecies to the people of Judah.
这个耶利米叫巴录到这个耶路撒冷呢，读神的话，告诉神的百姓。
And you are to tell them that God will judge you if you do not stop the idolatry.
你必须告诉百姓说，假如你们不停止这个拜偶像，神会拒绝你。
And of course, the people were very alarmed, and the words filtered through and was passed to King Jehoiakim that this prophecy from Jeremiah came.
而这个犹大的人民非常的警醒，他们知道这些话临到他们。
He asked the scroll to be read to him. He asked that the scroll of the word of God be read to him.
他要这个话语被带给他们。
And so after the scroll, the words of Jeremiah were read to him, he got so angry, he seized the scroll, he used a knife to cut up the scroll, and he threw the scroll into the winter fire.
而他听到这些话语的时候，他把这个书卷呢夺过来，切掉这个书卷，并且让火来烧掉这个书卷。
Now of course, when Barak heard about it, he was very sad.
所以巴录就非常的忧伤。
Because in those days they don't have photocopier.
那时候他们没有影印机。
They don't have computer.
他们没有电脑。
Right. So everything was written by hand.
所有的都是用手写的。
Right. So Barak was a scribe. He was the one who wrote down the word of God. painstakingly, word after word, line after line, in neat rows and handwriting, so that the people could hear the word of God.
巴路是个文士，所以他很工整的来完成这些话语，让神的百姓有机会来读。
I remember there was once when my son was young, in primary school.
我记得我在小学的时候。
There was one day he came back crying. One day he came back home, crying from school. He came back home crying.
哦，他有一天从这个学校回来哭着。
Because he said that, you know, he just handed up a project, because all of them have to do projects in school, right? So he just handed up a project to the teacher.
他说他完成了这个功课。
A project work, and there was a classmate who destroyed the project.
但是他的同学却把他的功课给毁了。
Playful boys. Playful boys. Playful boy, yeah, in the class, destroyed his class, his project. And what did the teacher say?
顽皮的孩子，有一个老师说
，And the teacher told my son, "Can you please do again the project?"
老师说，你可不可以再回去再重做功课
？I was so upset. I wanted to go and confront the teacher.
他很气愤。
Instead of maintaining, order in the class, you know, obviously that failed, right? Yeah, but anyway, you know, we get crushed, we get upset when our work.Is destroyed.
那老师没有维持这个秩序，反而叫他重做功课，所以他非常的气愤。然后我们是人通常是这样，他的都感到非常的愤怒，因为他的工作被毁了。
Yeah, I remember when I was in the final year in the NUS.
我们在这个大学的年中。
I was doing my final year project thesis.
在完成我的最后的。
You know, in those days we use floppy disks. You know? Do you still remember that big, squarish, black floppy disk?
当时我们用的这个电脑储存是那种磁盘很旧的那种。
Yeah, so I was typing away. You know, we didn't have our own personal computer, so we have to use the NUS computer lab, computers, and so we have to type our projects in.
那时候我没有自己的电脑，只能用大学的电脑来打字。
You know, and then we have to save it, right?
然后我们保存。
Sometimes before we save it, something happens.
保存之前有一些事情发生了。
It got hanged. The computer got hanged. The computer got hanged. You know, freeze.
电脑不能够动了。
Yeah, and so, all the work gone.
哦，那我的工作都完了。
Barrett was like that. All my hard work of writing the scroll gone.
巴路也可能是这样，他说我的工都完了。
And God told Baruch, please write another scroll.
神告诉巴路说，你再重写一份。
All right, so he was a bit upset, right?
所以他很悲伤。
And Baruch was also sad over the dashing of his own ambition.
而巴路也为他的这个心愿受到挫折。
Baruch was after all the scribe of the mighty prophet Jeremiah, the man of God.
巴路他是这个先知耶利米的文士。
And historian Josephus tells us that Baruch comes from an illustrious family.
这个历史学家约瑟夫他讲到巴路是从显赫家族出生。
His grandfather was the governor of Jerusalem in the reign of King Josiah.
他的祖父是这个耶路撒冷王的这个耶路撒冷王的公务员是当时是约西亚当王。
His brother works in the royal palace for King Zedekiah.
他的兄弟呢是在这个西底家王宫里面工作。
Perhaps Baruch had high hopes of a high position and perhaps even the gift of prophecy in some time in future.
巴路他拥有这个高的职位，也可能拥有这个预言的这个恩赐。
But it was not to be.
但是他事实却不是这样。
Rather, he was to spend his life in a secondary role.
但是他却在他生命中是成为次要的地位。
So he may have been disappointed and sad over his lack of success in his life.
他也许在为他的成功的受挫而受忧伤。
And we have seen even in my church some church members losing their jobs.
我也看见一些会友呢，他们失去工作
，and they are very depressed because they have lost the job, especially the middle management job.
而他们感到忧伤，特别是那些管理层失去他们的工作
，yeah, because it's not easy to find another job in this economy that is still restructuring.
因为公司重组，所以不容易找另外一份工。
And also for many of us, a job defines our identity.
而有一些人的工作而决定了他的这个身份。
The fact that I am a manager.
说我是经理。
I am a vice president.
我是一个总裁。
I am somebody.
我是
somebody.
我是某个人。
People look up to me.
人家看着我。
When I walk into the office,
当我走出这个办公室。
I have secretaries, I have people, you know, helping me.
啊，还有。
I have executives helping me.
有其他的同事。
I'm somebody in the company.
我是公司的某个人。
But suddenly that's gone. That's gone suddenly.
哦，我这一切都完了。
Because the job is lost.
因为我的工作没了。
And we are crushed.
而他的受到挫折了。
Because our identity is wound up in our success. It's bound up, it depends on our success in our job or in our studies.
因为我的价值这取决于我的工作。
In Luke chapter 10 verse 20, Jesus reminds his disciples not to look at success, not to rejoice in the success.
耶稣在路加福音第十章二十节提醒门徒不要因着成功而欢喜。
The context in Luke chapter 10 is that Jesus sent out his 70 disciples to preach and to cast out demons.
而这背景是耶稣差七十个门徒去传，去差这啊。
And the disciples came back rejoicing, very happy because the demons were subject to them.
那门徒回来，他们很高兴，因为魔鬼也听顺服从了他们。
But not what Jesus said to his disciples.
记得耶稣对门徒说。
Jesus did not praise them for their success.
耶稣没有为他们成功称赞。
Jesus said, "Do not rejoice in your success."
耶稣说，不要因你的成功而欢喜。
Do not rejoice that the demons are subject to you.
不要因鬼服了你们而喜欢喜。
But rejoice that your name is written in heaven.
但是要因你们名记在天上而欢喜。
Rejoice that your name is written in heaven, that you are saved. Rejoice in your salvation.
因为你得救的，要因你的救恩而欢喜。
Do not rejoice that you have a good name in your office or on earth, that everybody will look up to you, you are somebody. But rejoice that your name is written in heaven.
不要因为你在世上的成名和地位来欢喜，乃是因为你在天上的名字记在天上而欢喜。
Rejoice that you have Christ, you are saved.
要因着你有基督，你得救和欢喜。
That when you have Christ, you have everything.
当我们有耶稣，我们就拥有了一切。
You have the most important things in life.
我们有这世上最重要的。
When you have Christ, you are sufficient in all circumstances.
当我们有了基督，我们就拥有足够，一切都有。
When you have Christ, you are sufficient in this world and in the next.
我们拥有基督，我们能够面对这世上一切，并且和来世。
Do not rejoice in your success, but rejoice that your name is written in heaven.
不要因着我们世上的成功欢喜，要因我们天上有名字而欢喜。
Because success can be taken away from you.
因为这世上的成功会被拿走。
But no one can take away salvation from you.
但是没有人能够将我们的救恩夺去。
When you have Christ, you have everything.
当我们有基督，我们就拥有了一切。
And Barrett wants a good name for himself.
巴路希望有一个好的名。
Actually, Barrett's name means blessed. That's what his name means. Blessed. You're a blessed man.
巴路希望成名，他的名字也称为这个蒙福的。
Although he probably didn't feel that blessed when he was going through this period.
也许他并不觉得他是为神所赐福的。
But he has a name in heaven.
但是他有一个名字在天上。
And we too should rejoice that our names are written in heaven.
我们也应该因着我们名字在天上欢喜。
And first we saw that selfish ambition will lead to sadness. And next we see how selfish ambition will lead to spiritual blindness.
我们刚才所讲的是看到自私的心愿带来这个忧伤，现在我们要看自私的心愿带来属灵的失明。
And you look at verse 3, thou didst say, woe is me now, for the Lord hath added grief to my sorrow. I fainted in my sighing, and I find no rest.
我们看第三节说，哀哉耶和华，将忧愁加在我的痛苦上，我因哀恨而困乏，不得安歇。
And you see that in verse 3 alone, there were 5 references that he made to himself.
在这个第三节里面讲到五个关于讲到我的这个字眼。
He says me and my and I and my and I. He was just full of himself.
就是我的还有我等等。
He was so full of self-pity that it blinded him to the spiritual needs of many souls that are dying around him.
他有许多的这个自怜, 使到他没有看到在周围里面许多失丧的灵魂。
He was full of self-pity and preoccupied with himself that he was blind to the reality that God is working out his salvation plan for the world.
他是如此的自怜而没有看到在神在这世上接着向为人类所预备的救恩。
And that's why God told Baruch, "Seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not."
所以神告诉巴录说，你不要为自己图谋大神吗？不要图谋。
Perhaps God was asking Baruch, "Is such a national crisis that is facing your nation? Is this the time for you to seek ambition for yourself?"
让神在那个时候提醒巴录，在这个国家国难临头的时候，你还为自己寻求自己的心愿吗？
Look around you, Baruch. Jerusalem will be destroyed. All these precious souls will be destroyed. Is this the time for you to be seeking ambition for yourself?
在耶路撒冷将要被毁灭，这些人民将要灭亡的时候，你还自己图谋大事吗？
Instead of seeking the health and the spiritual needs of the people around you, you are seeking greatness for yourself.
你没有来为这些人民来寻求这个利益，反而在这个时候来寻求自己的利益。
And Baruch was blinded by the bleakness of the prophecy, the gloom and doom, that he was so depressed.
这个巴录受到这个预言，他觉得这个毁灭受到这个这些预言的这个。
And perhaps he says there is no more hope in the future.
也许他看到他没有将来的这个希望。Jerusalem
will be gone.
耶路撒冷被毁。
My career will be gone.
我的职业也失去了。
My family may not survive the war.
我的家庭也不能够来存活了。
But the Bible tells us there is always hope.
但是神的话有盼望。
Because God is sovereign.
因为神掌权。
God is in control of all things.
神掌控一切。
From the beginning of creation to the end of the age, God is in control of all things.
从世界的创造到世界的末了，神都在掌控。
Through the ups and downs of the history of mankind, God is in control of all things.
在人类的历史的高山幽谷，神仍然掌权。
And in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3, God says he loves Judah, and that is why he is disciplining Judah and Israel for their sins.
在耶利米31章那里说，神爱犹大，所以神在管教犹大，因着他们的罪。
God has the heart of a father, a loving father.
神是有父亲的心。
A loving father wants the best for his son and for his children.
是个慈爱的天父，他愿他的孩子们得到最好的。
And because the father loves the son, he will discipline the son if he goes astray.
假如他的儿子走偏路的话，父亲会来管教儿子。
And so God tells Baruch and Jeremiah, look beyond the discipline. There is hope. There is hope to come.
神告诉巴录，在那里有盼望了。Because
one day I will bring Judah back to your land.
我有一天会把犹大带领回来。One
day the Jews will all come back to the promised land.
有一天犹大人会回到耶路撒冷。And
we saw that in our lifetime. 1948, when the people of the Jews all over the world were came back to the land of Israel.
我们看到在今世的时候，1948年看到神的百姓以色列回归到他的地方。So
don't be depressed by looking at what is currently happening around the world.
不要因着现在所看到的世界上的事而受到灰心。
There will be a lot of noise and there will be a lot of commotion. There will be a lot of depression. There will be a lot of crying. But God is still on the throne.
在世上会有许多的忧伤、绝望、呼喊等等，但是我们要记得，神依旧掌权。And
remember that although discipline is not fun, but God is working out His salvation plan.
而神呢，因为他管教，所以他神完全他的救恩的计划。And
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11 tells us, "No chastening for the present is joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards it yields the fruit of righteousness."
而希伯来书第十二章告诉我们，管教并不是喜乐，而是忧伤，但是呢，它会结出这个公义的果子。And
so God is disciplining Judah and Israel so that it may yield in them the fruit of righteousness.
神在管教以色列犹大，使得他们能够结出公义的果子。
So that they may be rid of idolatry once and for all.
所以他们就把这个拜偶像的罪给除掉。
And the Jews never forgot that.
而犹大人不会忘记。
That they were brought into exile.
他们被带到外邦。
And they come back to the promised land.
他们会回到应许地。
If you go to Israel today, you don't see any sign of idolatry, physical idolatry.
你今天靠以色列地的时候，你不再看到有拜偶像。
Even the non-messianic Jews, even if they are not believers, they will not bow down to any other idols.
甚至那些没有盼望这个弥赛亚的犹太人，他们也不拜偶像。
But unfortunately, 98% of the Jews today do not believe in Jesus as the Savior and Lord.
但是很可惜的是，98%的以色列人，犹太人，他们不相信耶稣是弥赛亚。
So there is still blindness in the eyes of the Jews.
所以在他们心中还是充满了这个失
明。But one day, God says, "I will bring my people back to me. They will be my people, and I will be their God."
但是神应许说，他要把他的百姓带回到本身，他要成为他的神，他们要成为他的百姓。
And so God is working out His salvation plan for Israel.
神在以色列实行他救恩计划。
In Jeremiah 29 verses 10 to 11, the very famous verses, God says, "I know my thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." That God has a good end in mind for His people. Thoughts of hope, thoughts of peace. Jeremiah 29 verses 10 and 11.
在这个耶利米书第29章第10-11节那里说，耶和华如此说：为巴比伦所定的70年满之后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩言，使你们扔回此地。耶和华说：我知道我向你的意念和怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
And you know, we are the beneficiaries of God's salvation plan.
我们就是神救恩计划的受恩者。
The Jews rejected the plan of God.
因为他们拒绝了神。
And God extended salvation to all the Gentiles all over the world.
神就把救恩赐给外邦人。
And so today we see the spiritual children of Abraham all over the world.
所以我们看见亚伯拉罕属灵的子孙是遍满世界。
Just as He has promised Abraham that your descendants will be as many as the stars in the sky and the sand in the sea.
正如神应许亚伯拉罕说，你的后裔要如天上的星和地上的沙那样多。
And that's the plan of God. The destruction of Jerusalem will bring salvation to many all over the world.
而这就是神的计划，借着耶路撒冷受毁灭，把救恩带到全世界。
So we must learn to look beyond the crisis that we're facing today.
所以我们要超越这个我们所看见的危机。
Look beyond the sicknesses and the problems and the stresses that you're facing today.
我们要超越现在所看到的任何的这个挑战。
Romans 8:28 tells us that all things work for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose.
在罗马书8:28说，因为我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是那按他旨意被召的人。
And God, Christ, will return very soon.
而基督很快就会回来。
Are you anticipating His return?
你是否期待的耶稣回
来？Are you excited about Christ's return?
你是否很期待的耶稣回来
？What do you want Christ to be seeing you doing when He returns?
你要耶稣基督在回来的时候看到你在做什么呢
？Fulfilling your selfish ambition. Do you want Christ to see you fulfilling your selfish ambition?
你是否是要基督回来的时候看到你在完成自己自私的心愿吗
？Or do you want Christ to see you doing His will?
还是你要基督回来看见你是完成他的旨意呢？
People around us are dying of sin.
我们周遭的灵魂在灭亡中。
And yet many of us are blinded by ambitions of more money, a bigger car, a bigger house, a promotion.
但是我们却被这些世上的欲望，要更多的钱，要升级，要更大的房子，更大的车，使我们心中也失明。
Is this the time for leaders, for Christians, to be obsessed with money and ambition?
这是否是我们现在的领袖要受到这个金钱和野心的这个侵占呢
？Our natural ambition is to please ourselves.
我们自然的心愿是来讨自己喜欢。
We must suppress that because selfish ambition will bring sorrow and spiritual blindness.
我们要压抑这些自私的心愿，因为这些会带来忧伤和盲目。
Instead, we must seek to submit our will to the will of God.
我们必须将自己的心愿来顺从神的心意。
And we see secondly, therefore, that a Christian's ambition is to please God.
所以接下来我们要看基督徒的心愿是来讨神的喜欢。
And how can we please God?
我们如何讨神的喜欢呢
？Firstly, we can please God by living for Him.
我们可以讨神的喜欢来是为主而活。
And you see that in verse 5, the second part of verse 5, after the rebuke.God told Jeremiah, For behold, I will bring evil upon all flesh. There will be disasters, there will be famine, there will be hunger, there will be tortures, there will be exile upon all flesh because of the fall of Jerusalem, saith the Lord. But thy life will I give unto thee for a prey in all places whither thou goest.
而我们看见在第五节那里说虽然会有这些的灾祸临到凡有血气的但是呢神会使巴路的性命以为掠物保守他
And so God has graciously promised that Baruch's life will be saved
而神怜悯巴路让他的性命得到保守
Yeah, although he will be like a prey he will be hunted around by the enemies
虽然他好像 掳物这样被这个敌人所追杀
In other words, being a Christian is not easy
另外换句话说成为基督徒不容易
Being a Christian does not exempt us from sufferings and pain in this world
而成为基督徒不代表说可以避免这世上的灾难
Being a Christian does not exempt us from persecution, from danger, from diseases, or even from death
而成为基督徒不代表我们可以 没有这个灾难没有这个逼迫没有这个死亡疾病
But God says that I'm sovereign I'm in control
但是神的话也说我是掌权的我是控制一切的
And you see that in verse 4 And thou shalt say unto him The Lord said thus Behold that which I have built will I break down And that which I have planted I will pluck up even this whole land
在第四节说你要这样告诉他耶和华说我所建立的我必拆毁我所栽植的我必拔出在全地我都如此行
So it is God who is in control of all that happens all around the world
而神是掌管一切的这世上所有的一切
And God loves Israel
而神爱以色列
And God loves his people all of us who believe and trust in Jesus
神爱他的百姓爱他一切信靠耶稣基督的
And evenThough troubles and sufferings and difficulties come into our lives, we know that God is in control.
虽然疾病受苦临到我们身上，但是我们知道神掌权。
God is the one who will build, and God is the one who tears down.
而神是栽种的，神也是拔下的。
And God is the one who plants, and He will pluck up.
神栽种拔下。
And so sometimes we may not understand what is happening in our lives or what is happening all around the world.
我们不明白为什么发生在我们身上或者发生在世界上的事。
All that you need to do is to trust that you have the sovereign God who is in control of all things.
我们只需要来信靠这位神，因为他是在掌管这一切的神。
And those, therefore, to please God, we must live by faith, trusting Him.
所以我们要讨神的喜悦，我们必须来信靠神。
And Hebrews 11:6 tells us, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
在希伯来书十一章六节那里说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
And so, no matter how difficult the days are going to be ahead of him, Baruch has to learn to trust God.
不管在前路如何的艰难，巴路需要来学习信靠神。
And more importantly, we must realize that our life belongs to God.
更重要的是，我们知道我们的生命属于神。
Do any of us choose? Have any of us chosen our date of birth?
我们是否 有选择自己要出生的日期吗
Did you choose where you're born?
你是否能够选择要在哪里出生吗
Did you choose your parents?
你是否可以选择自己的父母亲吗
Did you choose what kind of sickness you have?
你是否可以选择有什么疾病吗
Did you choose the state of your intelligence?
你是否可以选择
And your gifts and your abilities?No, all these are given by God.
你是否可以选择拥有什么能力吗？不是的，这一切都是神所赐。
Our life is a gift from God.
我们的生命是神所赐的。
And especially if you are a believer.
特别是你是基督徒。
Because once we were in darkness, we were in sin, we were bound for hell.
我们曾是在最终，我们是在灭亡当中的。
We were like a man who is sinking in miry clay, in sinking sand. We are about to die.
我们是在这个流沙里面，我们是要死的。
But God, in His mercy, stretch out His hand and pull us out of the miry clay.
但是神是充满怜悯的，叫我们从最终拯救出来。
God had pity on us and He saved us.
他要救我们。
And the life that we now live, we live by faith in the Son of God. The Apostle Paul says to the Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
我们现在活着是, 因为信神的儿子而活。
Our old man has died, nailed to the cross of Jesus.
我们的旧我已经, 死了, 已经与基督同钉十字架。
Our old man of sinful ambition has died and nailed to the cross of Jesus.
我们的旧我, 我们自私的心愿已经被钉在十字架上。
We are died to sin, and now we live unto Christ.
我们现在死, 我们曾是死在罪中, 但是我们现在是为主而活。
Our life is very fragile. It's very short. God can take us home anytime.
我们的生命很脆弱, 我们常常跌倒。
In our recent trip to Israel, I led a team of 44 people from Life Church to Israel from end of November to December.
我曾带领这个, 45人的队到这个以色列。
I think it was like on the third day of our tour, 13-day tour, that we met with an accident.
我们在这个, 旅程当中遇到这个车祸。
Now some of you have read about the accidents, traffic accidents, you know, that some Singaporeans had in US and in different parts of the world when they were traveling.
我们当中可能听到这个消息说我们遇到这个车祸。
Don't take safety for granted.
我们不要把安全当作理所当然。
Our bus was traveling straight.
我们的巴士在向前走。
And there was a truck that was coming up from the side road.
另外一个货大车呢, 从另外过来,
and his view was blocked by another truck.
Sorry.
His view of us was blocked by another truck,
我们的,
another vehicle.
我们的这个, 这个, 看不到另外两车被挡住。
So he turned up, wanted to turn into our lane.
然后我们就转的时候就看到他们。
But our driver, thanks be to God, was very, very alert.
感谢主，我们的司机非常的警惕。
He just swerved a little bit to the shoulder, the road shoulder. He went a little bit down to the sandy shoulder, and he went back to the road.
他只是把这个车开到这个路的肩旁, 然后过不久呢又开回正路。
And so there was just a slight abrasion between the truck and our coach.
而这个就是, 在这个旅行车跟这个货,
I was seated just behind the driver without my seatbelts on, buckled up. All of us are very complacent. None of us put on our seatbelts. If the bus had hit the metal railing just a little bit ahead, the bus would have toppled, and all of us, I would be the first one to go out of the windscreen.
假如我们的旅行车碰到这个车旁边的那个栏杆的话呢，我们就会飞出去了。
Our life is very, very fragile. It's frail. Any of us can go home to be with the Lord anytime.
我们当中是生命很脆弱的，我们随时都会回天家。
It is by the grace of God that we live for another day.
是神的恩典，我们活着另外一天。
And as the Lord has saved us, let us give our life to the Lord.
因为神救我们,
you know, when you reach heaven, I wonder what Christ will say to you.
当我们到天堂的时候,
will Christ say to you, you know, you have done very well on earth?
是不会对你说,
you have a big car and a big house.
你有很大的车,
you're the vice president of a big MNC.
你是某个,
Will Jesus say that to you?
耶稣会这样对你说吗?
You know, all these things are useless in heaven.
不是的, 他会告诉你这些在天上都没有用。
Mark chapter 8 verse 36 tells us, what does it profit a man if you gain the whole world but you lose your own soul?
在马可福音第8章36节说, 人若赚得全世界却赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢?
And Jesus will look you in the eye in heaven.
耶稣基督会看着你的眼在天上。
And with great love and sadness, he will say. With great love and sadness,
he will say to you,
I have given my life for you.
我已经把我的生命给你。
What have you given to me?
你是否把你的生命给我呢?
Young people, young adults, I plead with you. If the Lord were to call you to serve in the ministry, don't reject the call.
年轻人，我们当中的年轻弟兄姐妹们，叫神呼召你来全职服侍主，不要拒绝。
Make it your ambition to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
让我们有这个心愿来服侍这位万王之王、万主之主。
C.T. Studd said, "Only one life to soon be passed, but only what's done for Christ will last."
有人说，我们的生命只有一次，而且很快就过去，只有为主所做的是长存的。
And so a Christian can please God by living for Him.
而基督徒可以讨神的喜悦来为主而活
and a Christian can please God by glorifying him
而基督徒可以讨神的喜悦来荣耀神
and we see that in the other passage 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 9
我们可以看到另外一段经文是在哥林多后书第五章九节
the apostle Paul's ambition is to live in a manner that pleases God
而保罗的心愿就是来为主而活
and the apostle Paul says that wherefore we laborMy ambition, I strive all my life that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. We may please God in all that we do all of our life.
而保罗在这个哥林多后书五章九节那里说，无论所以无论在住在身内或离开身外，我们立的志向要得主的喜悦。
You know, very often we have very great ambitions for ourselves.
我们对自己有非常多的这个心愿。
Christians want straight A's for their PSLE, O level, A level, university, perfect GPA, and so on. First class honors.
而基督徒常常会有这个要这个小六或者是 O 水准、A 水准或者其他的事上呢，全部拿到最好的。
It's not wrong for us to do our best in our studies or in our work. That's not wrong.
我们要做在学业事业上做到最好，并没有错。
But I wonder, do you have as ambitious goals for your spiritual life?
我们是否也有同样的这个期望在我们属灵的生命里面呢
？Have you read through the Bible?
我们是否要读完整本圣经
？Do you understand every book in the Bible?
你是否明白圣经的每一本书呢
？Have you spent time attending the night classes, the Bible lectures?
我们是否在晚上有上这个圣经课程呢
？For those who are retirees, you have plenty of time.
我们当中
you can attend the day classes at ERBC.
我们当中退休的可以参加白日的圣经课程。
Do you strive to take credits in the night classes or in the day classes? Strive to get an A for your Bible modules.
我们是否愿意在我们圣经的课程里面拿到最好的分数呢
？Why not?
为什么不呢
？Because this is the most important book in the whole world.
因为这世上最重要的一本书。
God wants to bless you with this book, with His word.
神要用他的话语来祝福你。
God wants you to have wisdom to live a godly life in this world.
神要你从这个话语里面有智慧。
When you reach the gates of heaven, are you going to show God, oh, this is my degree from Harvard, Princeton, Cambridge, Oxford University, first class honors from NUS?Awards given by people all over the world.
当你到天堂的时候，你是不是呈现给主说，我这是在各个名牌的这个大学或者是机构里面得到最好的这个荣誉呢
？All that Christ wants to see is that we love Him and that we love His Word. That we love Him and that we love His Word.
我们爱主，我们爱他的话。
That we will glorify Him in all of our life.
我们会以我们的一生来荣耀他。
And since you are so intelligent, why don't you use your time to study the Bible and teach others, teach the young people, teach the children the Word of God?
我们有这个孩子的，我们是否愿意花时间来用圣经的话教导孩子
？Those who have more must bear the burden of those who.Must bear the burdens of others.
那些坚固的人要担当那不坚固人的。
If you can understand the word of God, explain to others who cannot understand the word of God.
只要我们明白神的话，我们解释给那些不明白神的话的人。
If God has blessed you with resources, use those resources for the glory of God, for the benefit of the kingdom of God.
只要神祝福你一些资源能力，你就用这些资源能力来祝福其他人。
And Westminster Shorter Catechism question 1 tells us, what is the chief end? What is the chief ambition of man? To glorify God and to enjoy Him forever.
威斯敏特斯特的这个要理问答，第一就是说人的责任就是来讨神的喜悦，来享受他，荣耀他。
And so the third way that a Christian can please God is to do His will.
而基督徒的讨神的喜悦就是来遵行神的旨意。
And that was Christ's ambition on earth, to do the will of the Father and to finish it.
而基督在世上的心愿就是来完成父的旨意。
And on the cross, Jesus cried out, it is finished.
在十字架上耶稣基督呼喊说成了。
The work of redemption is finished on earth.
在这次的救赎计划已经完成了。
And we must do the same thing. Every day of our life, be willing to do the will of God.
在我们的生命中也是这每一天要来遵行神的旨意。
And Psalm 40 verse 8, the psalmist says, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Thy law is in my heart.
在诗篇第四十篇第八节说，我乐意来遵行主的旨意，主啊，你的律法常在我心中。
And so how can we please God? We please God by growing in holiness, when we do His will, and when we do good works.
我们如何荣耀神呢？就是来在圣洁里面成长，来遵行神的话和行善。在希伯来书
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 21 says that God wants us to be made perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight.
神的旨意就是要你们在他的旨意中行善，并且呢能够来在他眼中讨他的喜悦。
But what is God's will for us?
神的旨意在我们生命中是什么呢？
You know, before Jesus ascended to heaven, he told his disciples.
在耶稣基督还没有升到天上的时候，他告诉门徒。
He gave them the great commission.
给他们大使命。
In Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20.
在马太福音二十八章十九到二十节。
Make disciples of all nations. Go and make disciples.
告诉他们要往普天下去，使万民做他的门徒。
There are lots of people who are lost in sin.
因为许多的人在世上在罪中。
Salvation belongs to the Lord, but your responsibility is to go and tell them.
救恩属于神，但是我们的责任是告诉他们。
Tell them that there is a Savior who loves them.
告诉他们救主爱他们。
Tell them that there is a way out of their misery and sorrow. There is hope in this world.
告诉他们在这世上有盼望，能够脱离这困苦的绝望。
That the meaning of life is not just about working and studying and earning a living.
在这世上活着不只是今生的事而已。
That the meaning of life is that God loves us and He wants us to have a relationship with Him, to fellowship with Him, to love Him and to worship Him all the days of our lives.
生命的意义就是神爱我们，愿意我们与他有沟通，恢复跟他的关系，来敬拜他，来侍奉他。
And we have been separated from Him because of our sin.
我们因这罪而与神隔绝。
And we need to come back to Him.
我们需要回转向神。
And God has provided a way.
神在给那个方法。
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
耶稣就是道路、真理、生命。
There is no other way but the way of the cross.
没有借着他不，没有人能到父那里去。
And Jesus is our Savior.
而耶稣就是我们的救主。
And in Life Church, we have implemented the second class of exploring Christianity.
这个我们的教会有这个这本书来明
白。Last year we did the first course to invite friends, non-Christian friends, family members, classmates, colleagues to our church that we do Bible study with them to explore what Christianity is all about.
就是这本书能够解释来到我们当中的没有信主的朋友来解释关于什么叫。
Because we realize that each time when we have Gospel Sunday, we try to invite people to come for worship service. They don't want to come.
我们常常邀请人来的福音聚会，但是他们不来。
Very often our attendance at Gospel Sunday, you know, very few non-believers actually turn up.
我们的福音主日常常很少这个非信徒来。
No, but when we ask them, you know, would you like to know a little bit more about the Christian faith? We just do a Bible study. Just read, you know, a little bit of scriptures to you. We can answer all your questions. More of them were willing to come.
我们当他跟他们愿意讨论一些信仰的时候呢，常常都会有一些人会愿意来。
Yeah, and so far it's been very encouraging. We have had at least 50 non-Christians who have come to these classes.
我们感谢主，就算非信徒他们愿意来讨论。
And Pastor Gabriel has asked 200 copies of this from me, from the Life Church. And so it's a gift to you. Use this to invite your friends to do Bible study.
我给了严牧师200份，就是要让他们。
Use this to talk to your children about Christ.
用这个册子来告诉你的孩子。
Use this for your family devotion.
用这个来家庭的灵修。
Your first gospel outreach is in your home.
你的第一个福音的传福音的就是在自己家中。
And so we can lead others to Jesus.
所以我们可以带领他们来到耶稣那。
And we please God also when we are faithful over a few things.
我们也可以以忠心来服侍神。
Don't be too ambitious about church ministry.
我们不要太过太大的这个心
事。 Matthew 25 verse 21, Jesus says, Well done, thou good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things.
在马太福音第25章21节说，你在又忠心又良善的仆人，你在这 不多的事上忠心。
Just be faithful over a few tasks that you have been assigned to do.
我们可以在不多的这些事上来忠心。
Small Bible study with a few people.
有一些小小的查经
，a small Sunday school class with children，
或者以我们的孩子们来查经
，reach out to one or two colleagues in your office，
或者向一两位同事来传福音
，over lunch tell them a little bit about Christianity，
告诉他们关于我们的信仰
，and in church don't seek high positions or prominence， don't jostle for to be in this committee or that committee。
我们在教会不寻求高的地位，不寻求在什么。
Don't seek power to control people or lord over others.
不要寻求这个权力来管别人。
Just seek to be godly, to be faithful over a few things.
我们在寻求敬天的来服侍神。
You know, 2017 will be history very soon.
2017年很快就成为历史。
In 2017, let us be ambitious to please God.
让我们在2018年来讨神喜悦。
And so I pray that new lifers may be spiritually revived in the new year as you make it your ambition to please the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
我的心愿就是愿我们每一位都在属灵上面得到复兴，在新的一年来讨神的喜悦为我们的心愿。我们一起祷告。
Father, we want to thank you for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢主你的话。
We thank you that your word is truth.
我们感谢主你的话是良善的。
That your word gives life.
你的话是生命。
That your word rebukes us of our sins.
你的话是永存的。
And we thank you that you have spoken to us this morning.
我们感谢主借着你的话对我们说话。
Lord, forgive us for our many failings.
主啊，赦免我们许多的过犯。
Forgive us, for we have been ambitious for ourselves.
赦免我们有自私的心愿。
Lord, help us that we may be ambitious for you.
让我们能够对主有对主的心愿。
That we will love you and please you all the days of our life.
让我们能够爱你来讨主的喜悦在我们的一生。
Because we are thankful for all that you have done for us.
因为我们来感谢主你为我们所成就的一切。
Because we look forward to that day of commendation when we see our Lord Jesus Christ face to face.
我们来仰望，我们期待我们与主面对面。
And Jesus will say, Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
希望耶稣基督对我们说，你这又忠心又良善的仆人。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Amen. Amen.